Hello and welcome back to That Haunted Show. I hope we're all doing great. Well, it's been a mess, to put it lightly. The start of 2021 has been an absolute disaster, but in lighter news, a lot of good things are happening. So we actually have, I've been putting up polls and questions and shit on the Instagram about what you guys want to hear next, and you guys have been replying like crazy, and I must have got like, Jesus, I don't even know, maybe about 20 episode ideas lately. Now it's time to get them into action, I guess. I've actually made a schedule for like the first time ever since doing this show, so who knows, we might be a bit more organized, but this episode is already planned, so this one's going ahead. And this one was actually recommended by the Grim Grandma on Instagram, who actually designed our logo, so give her a big thank you, because this episode is actually amazing. I had so much fun researching it, and it's just nuts, like so much stuff actually happened, and yeah, it just blew my mind. I can't quite, I don't really know why, like, it's such a kind of basic concept, but the research was just wild, and it's actually going to have to be in two parts probably, but I'll get onto that later. Aside from that, it's been going nuts, the socials have been going crazy, I've been talking to all you haunted lot, and yeah, I've got a big show upcoming actually, which is with Brent Thomas of the Paranormal Portal, which if you don't know the show, you should definitely check it out, it's really good. Like, I don't want to underplay it. I am really excited. It is my favorite podcast. And yeah, it is what made me want to start a podcast, actually. So to have a show with him is going to be crazy. It's like, yeah, I don't really know what to do. I'm shitting bricks, but I'm excited. I just kind of reached out to him and was like, oh yeah, just chatting. And he does the same where people send in their own personal experiences. So I kind of sent in mine because something actually happened when I was listening to the show, but that was weird. Like, it's basically about, like, I can't quite remember. I've written it down somewhere. So I have so much shit, like, on my mind. You should see my notes on my phone. It's nuts. But something happened when I was listening, and it was like, oh, yeah, something about reaching out. And I was like, oh, I wonder if anyone is here. And then the episode just froze. Like, I had full signal. All the other episodes were playing. I could play music, whatever, and all that stuff. And I just got like really cold, freezing vibes. And then that episode was just broken, and it just done my head in. Like, I was freaked out, like, to the max. But yeah, like I was saying, I reached out and said about the show, and he checked it out, and surprisingly enough, was actually a fan. So that's crazy, and blew my mind. Like, what the fuck? I really want to kind of get over my anxiety of talking to people. Like, especially with lockdown, it's made it worse. I'm basically like a hermit. I do want to do more shows with people. I guess I should reach out. And I've spoken to so many of you, so many other shows as well, who are interested, and we could do some awesome stuff. So now I've got a schedule. Let's book some shit up. But I really want to expand and make this show even bigger this year, because this year is a shit show. Last year was a shit show. Like, it's a complete wash off, and people have actually been really genuine and thanked me for putting out content and trying to make the lockdown and quarantine and all that shit more bearable. I've said shit like 100 times in this episode. I was about to say I get demonetized, but I don't make any money on this anyway. Yeah, I enjoy helping people out, and the people who've kind of reached out and said it's helped them, and to kind of get through the boredom. You really shouldn't face things alone, and that's what it's all about, helping people, you know. We do need support as we're expanding, hence why I've actually created a Patreon page. I did have a Cash App, but I just thought, like, yeah, you're donating and all that, but you're not getting anything in return, and I hate doing it at the end of every episode where I'm like, oh yeah, go on my website, the top right, there's a donation tab, feel free, blah blah blah. It feels like I'm begging, and I fucking hate it. Right? So I want to do something for you, and something that you can actually get in return, so it doesn't feel like you're just donating money, because I don't know, I just feel like, although I super appreciate it, I just feel jacked for doing it, because I feel like you should get something in return, right? It's, yeah, maybe it's just how I think, but I've looked over many different shows on Patreon and tried to get ideas and content ideas and stuff like that, and some of their prices are just extortionate. So the first tier is literally just £1 a month. I don't know what that is in dollars, probably not much. Anywhere around the world, it's £1, okay? And that is the official Haunted Squad, which you'll be supporting us and getting involved with the show. You'll either get your name thanked in the intro or the ending of each episode, wherever you want it. Who knows? Let's see how it goes, if anyone actually does it, that is. But yeah, that is £1 a month. Second tier is £5, though. I know that's a bit of a big hike, but in this tier, you actually get an extra bonus episode a month, not released to the general public, as well as, of course, the personal thank yous in the intro or outro, which will be fun. Maybe I'll do it so, like, the second tier is something you guys request specifically, and that will just be for the Patreon page. So that'll be fun. It'll be interesting, to say the least, because I really enjoy making episodes, and to make an extra one, like, I'd love to have time to put out a few a week, but I don't. But I figured it all out. I can easily do an extra one a month, so it's something to consider. The third tier is £10, all right? And I know this sounds a lot. It is a lot of money, £10 a month. And I know it is a lot of money. This one I am super excited for. And I've been searching and talking to some companies, and they've actually created some merch for me, which is amazing. So with this tier, you not only get all the previous perks, but you get to help us create some more haunted merch, which will include more clothing lines, because at the moment, it's basic, I won't lie. But of course, you'll get access, and you'll get priority as soon as it's available. Like, you'll get first call on all of it. The fourth and final tier, though, which is what I'm most excited about. Like, I know it sounds a bit steep, and I feel bad for saying it. It's £20, but I know it sounds excessive, but it's purely to just cover what it actually is. Now, most of you might not know, but I love coffee, man. I've even been on an awesome road trip looking for the best coffee place over the whole of the UK, and oddly enough, we came across the supposed best burger in Europe too, which was a win. It was good. Like, the guy I was with was like losing his mind and just chatting to strangers about this burger and telling them how good it was. It was nuts. It was good. I would definitely recommend. I think they're called Blass Burgers. In St. Ives in Cornwall. It was so good. I love St. Ives, man. You should definitely check it out if you're in the UK. But if you join this final tier, you get everything previously, the thanks, the bonus episodes, the priority merch, but you also get a personal handwritten That Haunted Show postcard, as well as a custom mug. And not only that, though, to make sure you actually use this fucking awesome mug, we're going to be having a monthly Hangout live stream. Now, I don't know where yet. I'll see what works for you, either Discord or Hangouts or something like that. I literally don't know. But we get a chat over all things ghostly, haunted experiences, maybe share a few stories, so you best bring your mugs, we'll be having coffee. Sadly not in person, but it'd be nice to catch up and get to actually know you a bit better, because we've really been blowing up and we've got listeners all over the world, so I'd like to kind of get to know you all a bit better and have the show a bit more personal. So yeah, it'll be interesting. So this is all new. It's a lot, I know, but I'm taking this show a lot more seriously this year. I want to work on myself and get myself out there to actually speak to you all. But I do have a demanding full-time job, which, yeah, this is purely a passion of mine, and I can't get to do it. And I try and do it as and when I actually can. Plus, I'm an audiophile and a tech head too, which just doesn't help. I'm always trying to get equipment and make the show sound better. So any way you can help, I will truly be eternally grateful. And I honestly can't thank you enough. I have rambled on, like I usually tend to do during these intros. And on a side note, though, do you guys want an intro like this, like chatting about personal shit, or do you want me to dive just straight into the topic? I mean, like, I usually tend to do the intros themselves are like 5 minutes max, all right? 5-10 minutes, 10 minutes max, until sometimes 20. No, I don't know, definitely not 20. I'd run out of words. My life is not interesting to talk about for 20 minutes. But I know some people have said they don't care for them, which is fine. So let me know what you want, and this show is for you, so whatever works best, let's try it. So hit me up anytime on Insta, we are That Haunted Show, all one word, probably the best place to get hold of me, as well as thehauntedshow@gmail.com, and of course the Patreon is patreon.com/thathauntedshow, or if you're lazy like me, just go on it and just search for That Haunted Show. I want to hear from you. Let's do this. Like, we can actually have a personal hangout. Like, I'm excited to do this. Like, I feel like I'm actually giving back, so yeah, it's going to be fun. Let's get on with the episode, shall we? It is like, okay, 10 minutes, so I have rambled for 10 minutes, shit. So as you guys can tell from the title, I don't even know why I try and act like it. Each episode is a surprise. In hindsight, the title is literally the topic. Shit. Well, it was worth a shot at least, right? And we're going to be looking in those god-awful staircases that seem to be appearing in the woods out there in like national parks and the such. Now, they sound terrifying, and I've looked at pictures of them too, and I just hope they're not faked or anything, because it's really a strange mystery, and my brain just can't even deal with it or comprehend any of it, right? Everyone's seen a staircase though, right? Some of you more than likely have stairs in your house, unless you live in a bungalow or you're a naturist or some shit. But one in the woods, looking like it came straight out of a house, that's just bizarre, right? How bizarre. Shit, I couldn't resist. TikTok is finally consuming, man. Fuck. But apparently these staircases are out there. A few people have actually caught glimpses of them and had experiences with these stairs deep within the dense thick bush. Dense thick bush, fuck. I really should read this out as I write it. Shit. Forests. Let's say forest. Dense, thick, but forest. There are many stories on this, which actually took me by surprise. Now, I can't imagine it was a pleasant time, having like a midday hike, and a staircase out of nowhere literally pops up in front of you. Come to think about it, it really reminds me of like, what is it, that Simpsons episode? Or was it the Simpsons Hit and Run? Oh, man, I can't even know. Like, I've been watching Call Me Kevin's, which is literally like, I watch all his videos anyway, but I've been watching his live streams of Simpsons Hit and Run, and the nostalgia, man, that game was so good. But yeah, there was this like staircase which literally goes to nowhere, and like, it was so good. It's just stupid, but so good. So what actually is this weird phenomenon? Why are they appearing? Well, it all seemingly started in national parks over in the States, but a commonality, Jesus, I finally said it. This took like 5 attempts. Oh my god. You'd think I'd be better at talking by now. We're like, what's this, like 20th episode? Oh my god. But yes, a commonality with it that people have witnessed these stairs and seem to see other things too. Potentially aliens, odd animals, maybe skinwalkers there. If they seem odd, maybe like that kind of uncanny valley kind of vibe and just out of place things, it usually tends to be skinwalkers. They're like an animal or a creature that's not quite right. Yeah, sounds like hell. Also, Skinwalker Ranch. Need to do an episode on that. Let me write that down. But the stairs themselves seem to be on the ground, just leading up to nowhere. But they are mostly seen at night, like all horrifying things out there, which is typical, I mean. I mean, it may look oddly nice if you saw it in the day, but imagine a horror film set in the day. Actually, thinking about it, Midsommar was pretty much all set in the day, and that film messed me up for good. Like, I was fine with that film until, like, the old people jumped off that cliff, and, like, then they got that big hammer out, and that just done me. I think I was eating when I watched it, and I was like, no. But the stairs themselves, stated in every story I've kind of read, there's been a few out there, which have gone against it, but they always say it tends to be free of dust and any kind of debris, like they're literally brand new and immaculate. Like, that just makes it 10 times scarier in my eyes, right? Imagine going to, like, the woods and finding, like, this immaculate staircase, and you should literally, not only like just going to the woods and finding a staircase and shitting your pants, but it's just immaculate in the woods. Like, it. Although they are clean, the condition of them varies drastically from sometimes looking immaculate, like brand new, to being in incomplete disrepair. They're often made of like iron or brick or simple design, often just being your ordinary straight up staircases, but in some cases, I've actually found spiral staircases which. Someone actually commented on the Instagram because I posted a few pictures, which reminded them of the staircase in Hill House, which is awesome, and it definitely did. I love that show. Hill House was my shit. Like, I read it, then I went straight and read the book, and I think I liked the book even more, but then I was like, nah, I love herbals. Like, I love all the characters. And then I watched Bly Manor as well, and I didn't like that as much, but it was more of like a love story and less of like this kind of gothic horror, but it was interesting. I did really enjoy it. Plus, I forget the girl's name. Oh shit, it's been so long since I watched it. That young girl with the bent neck lady, who's also the main one in Bly Manor. I forget her name, damn it. But she's awesome as well. I literally love that show. But yeah, a few stories came across them where they were placed, these staircases were placed near bodies or graves abandoned deep within the woods. So kind of like staircase to heaven vibes, anyone? I don't know, just me. It's believed that these steps are some kind of paranormal or supernatural phenomena, though. Well, yeah, no shit. I'm not carrying a load of bricks, cement, and a trowel, and like a shovel to knock up a set of stairs in the middle of nowhere, right? It may then again be possible that the stairs were, of course, built in the old days. But then again, they're immaculate, and surely there would be signs of houses and settlements alongside them, right? It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I can't rationalize that. There's literally no kind of proof that there was ever any buildings around them. They're literally just staircase, middle of nowhere, and I can't deal with it. Another tick on the paranormal side is that people who have witnessed them say they got this kind of terrible feeling come over them, like they felt sick, sense of dread, and in some cases anger, like literally overwhelmed them, typically causing the fight or flight trigger. Jesus, I literally can't speak today. The fight or flight trigger in your body. And so many people, of course, choosing the latter, and I don't blame them. I would be out there. There are stories of people ascending the stairs, though. According to one story I found from a hiker over in the States, whose name was actually anonymous, I don't know why. He said that if you're going to find a staircase in the woods and anyone's going to take you seriously, I'll probably be anonymous too. Anonymous, Jesus, fuck. He said that everything was normal going up them. He was scared but didn't believe in anything paranormal as it went against his religion. But when he got to the very top, he couldn't hear anything down below. Like, it was kind of in a force field or something along those lines. And in fact, from the whole woods around him, like, it was just eerily silent, okay? And he couldn't make out anything. Just a static hum or whispering, like words he couldn't quite make out. So he kind of freaked the hell out, understandably so. So he shot down and everything was back to normal. But on his hike back, he did have the sense that something was watching him the whole way back. Swearing that he'd almost caught a glimpse of like this dark face staring back at him from behind the trees. Yeah, every time he tried to look and catch a glimpse, it would duck away just out of his peripheral sight. So he made it home and he is fine, thank God. But he remarks that he will never go up to one of those staircases again, which I do not blame him. Like, if you have that and then you start seeing this weird creature come after you, I'm not going back up there. Like, surely that's linked. Get the hell out and never go back. I'm also getting Blair Witch vibes. Like, fuck. I love the Blair Witch. That Blair Witch is up there as one of my favourites. Like, the original, though. I did kind of like the sequel. Not like the straight to, like, I think they were like straight to video sequels, like the Book of Shadows or something like that. That was messed up. Like, that was proper messed up. Like, it was just crap. But like everything, it's hard to understand the truth of the origin of these stories. So I'm saying it all originated on Reddit, like so many things do. We actually have a Reddit, by the way, if you want to get in touch there. I suck on it and can't really do much, but reach it out. It'll be cool. Same username as always. But coming out of r/nosleep, of course, it said that the first ever story came out there. Someone searching for a missing person roughly 30-40 miles deep inside the forest. Supposedly it was a professional rescue team. When they approached the stairs, though, an overwhelming sense of dread and glimpses of a strange figure began to emerge. Again, very similar to the other stories. And apparently park rescue teams consider this a common occurrence and have been instructed by their superiors to never actually approach, take pictures, or even talk of their experiences. So, very similar, right? Creepy. Now, I couldn't actually track down the original post, but I did come across an article stating that it all began on Reddit, and then blew up on pages such as Creepypasta, and man, I love me a good Creepypasta. That was like my childhood. I was a strange kid. Come to think about it, I'm a strange adult now. Wow. After reading that and doing a bit more research, I got distracted on Reddit, as I so often do, and came across a post discussing theories about the staircases. Some believe that it could potentially be portals at the very end, which again would make sense to the odd silence and the eerie sounds you could hear at the very top. This is just a theory though. In my mind, I've kind of just thought of actually right now. Of course, they're not super high, but if you walk off, you probably break something at the end. Like, I wonder if it is a portal. Like, they're not that high, but you probably would break something if you walked off the end. But then again, like, if you actually had the balls to walk off the end, I wonder if it is a portal, right? The silence and sounds could be something coming from something you can't see, and maybe taking that step over the edge is how you actually enter. Just a theory. I haven't actually found anything on it, but my brain works in weird ways. I wouldn't try it, but if you wanted to, like, let me know. Drop me a message if you did it. And I'm not paying for anyone's medical bills if you walked off. Like, I'm not condoning walking off the staircase and breaking any bones. But if you do, let me know. And it wasn't my idea. Like, just disclaimer here, okay? I definitely wouldn't try it, though. I don't fancy ending up in, like, demonic Narnia or some shit. Then again, I found some people claiming that the strange creatures and noises around them could in fact be portal guardians, which adds to the theory that people are probably hearing things, right? Okay, so I looked up into this even more. Researching this topic has actually been one of my favourites to do, oddly enough. I've come across so many weird urban legends that are similar to the stairs from all over the world. First is in the Philippines, actually, which seemed to be linked to missing time. One of the earliest reports of these stairs actually came from the Philippines. A man named Torkic is an experienced ranger and got tasked to find missing people in the local jungles. This is actually something that happens regularly because the jungles and the forest area tend to be very dense and hard to navigate safely. On one of his patrols, he said that he came face to face with two staircases deep within the heart of the forest. Out of curiosity and to get a high vantage point, he decided to venture up them. The first staircase was a stone structure with ornate carvings on it, the second looking a bit more something that had been put together with natural stones in the immediate area. Torkic didn't see any sign of the missing backpackers, but he did see something that looked out of place. A strange dog, he explained, that looked vicious. He climbed further up to avoid the dog. Unsuccessful in his attempt, he returned to civilization to the news that was both unfortunate and mind-boggling all at the same time. When he arrived at the ranger station, he learned that he'd actually been fired. He'd actually been fired from his job. And from his perspective, he'd just been a few hours, but the truth was told to him by shock staff members that he was actually gone for 5 years. So imagine that, like, you've gone up these stairs and then you pop back and 5 years have passed and you've been sacked. Damn, poor dude. Another awesome story was that this guy who claims to work for the CDC as infectious disease specialist, who said that during the 40s after the infamous Roswell crash, reports of animal mutilation surfaced in a wild fashion. They were everywhere. So the CDC called in to assist the investigation, which supposedly was only meant to last like a week or two tops, but in total ended up being like a 6 month long ordeal. During that time though, the various people started working in the field and reported seeing weird stairs that were giving off some type of frequency. So they stationed a campsite about 30 meters away from the stairs and camped the night. But when they woke up, the staircase was literally gone. And on the ground where the staircase was stood, a dark black spot appeared to be burnt, and that was literally all that remained. Now, this is actually a statement from him. Also, I didn't get his name, but this is a statement. Okay, the next 2 days, the staircase reappeared, but 50 meters away. They decided to do some readings and tried to sample a part of the staircase. The wood structure of the staircase was harder than any steel. None of it could be chipped off for sampling. Shit, that's pretty crazy, right? Although the investigators determined that the stairs emitted a frequency, they couldn't figure out who or what was receiving it. 6 days later, the second set of stairs simply vanished. Now, that kind of goes with the whole alien theory for sure, right? And Jesus, some wood to be like stronger than any steel? It just seems peculiar, right? Weird. Now, this one is actually from Sweden, involving two Swedish students who were out hiking. Axel and Isaac had been hiking for miles, presumably taking hours. And when they came across a staircase in the clearing and miles away from anywhere, of course they were both puzzled and couldn't agree what to do. Axel, being the sensible one, of course, wanted nothing to do with the stairs, while Isaac was much more daring, and he wanted to climb them, which he soon did. The very instant he reached the top, both of the young teens heard this blood-curdling scream which made them run and flee the scene immediately. Eventually, they stopped running and tried to catch their breath. That was when someone put a hand on Axel's shoulder. Assuming it was Isaac, he glanced backwards. Isaac stood behind him though, at some distance, much too far to be within arm's reach. Whoever or whatever was responsible for the touch, Axel recalled it that it felt cold and sent shivers down his entire body. Could this be like a guardian theory? Like, they found the staircases, I know they mentioned like the kind of portal guardians or staircase guardians. Could be something like that, or another dark figure, who actually knows, but it's creepy. So it seems like quite a common occurrence that once you go up these stairs, or anywhere near these stairs, you kind of see this weird creature. If it's a creature, it could just be a person. You might have built those stairs and be like, what the fuck are you doing? These are my stairs. So people are weird, man. Like, it could just be some, like, feral forest-dwelling dude who builds staircases. Or maybe he's, like, builds his staircases and posts them on Insta and tries to go viral, man. Like, just leave him be. The last account is that of a park ranger who is training a young rookie in aspects of the job. The experienced ranger told the rookie about his own experiences when he and another man found a staircase alone in the woods. They thought it was weird, of course, a staircase in the woods tends to be. The man climbed to the top and held his hand out to grab a branch of the tree. At that very moment, something cut his arm right off in line with the end of the stairs. Jesus, that... I was reading that out and reacting at the same time. Oh my god. Whatever had caused this is a mystery, and the ranger explained it to be the most perfect cut he'd ever seen. A fact even more scary though is that they could never find the hand, and they searched like the whole area and couldn't find it like at all. Another ranger reported about the time when he saw a woman head up some stairs in a similar fashion on a hike. She claimed something was wrong with her as she couldn't help but go up the stairs. As she reached the top of the stairs, she actually collapsed and died. The ranger, of course, ran over to try and save her, getting her body back to the depot. She was pronounced dead, though. The official cause of the death was apparently a fatal aneurysm, but she was acting freaky and was compelled to go up the stairs and then suffered this aneurysm. So yeah, it's a coincidence, a weird, freaky coincidence. So no one actually knows how these stairs actually got there. Is it something paranormal? Well, that seems clear to me, right? But what kind of paranormal are we talking about? In some cases, it seems spiritual in a sense, like there's kind of these weird creatures appearing. Then in others, it seems to be leaning towards more of the alien side. So It's hard to actually tell and come up with, like, a definite conclusion. It really is something to behold, though. I can't quite wrap my head around it. Now, I don't have time today because this thread is huge, but I found the original post on Reddit, guys. Like, but yeah, it is like 8 parts, and yeah, it will be a huge whole episode in itself. Like, it's so long, but we'll get through it soon. If you guys like this episode, let me know, because I'll do part two and I'll read it all out, because yeah, I'm just kind of scanning through it now. It looks crazy. But this is the OG, it's where it all came from. Whether the story is true or made up, it inspired the whole phenomena. But if you're hiking in a forest and come across one of these staircases, maybe think twice before going up them. I don't want to hear from you in 5 years saying you've just come back. I'm like, dude, if you're coming back in 5 years, we're going to be on like episode fucking, like, I could figure out the maths if we're doing one a week. That's 52 weeks. We're going to be on a lot of episodes. They are a really odd and scary phenomena. Also, I probably got to state my sources because I forget to do this all the time. So it is www.historicmysteries.com/mysterious-stairs-forest-legends/history. I don't know why I couldn't say that. And of course, Reddit and r/no-sleep. They have been awesome. I found like all these stories off of Reddit. This has been near enough a purely Reddit based episode, which is cool. I need to start using Reddit more because I found a lot of spooky stories on there, and whether they're true or not, some people have had some crazy experiences. Like, it's nuts. But yeah, like I said, do let me know if you like this episode, because I really want to do part two. So much stuff is happening. I'm kind of just scanning through this, like, whether this story is true or, like they say, this is where it originated from. It seems nuts. Like, it's written so well. And it kind of documents this hiker and his experiences and why he's, like, compelled to not talk about it and how he's been sworn to silence. But it's documented, like, I guess this is written like a diary. So we can read his diary and find out what the hell actually happened, because it is creepy. But creepy is cool, right? We all love a good creepy story here. That will be it for today's episode, though. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. This has by far been the most fun topic I've researched on here. And there's just so much to it. Like, there was so much I wanted to include, but I'm like, it's not that great. These other stories were better. I could make this episode so much longer. But then again, is this phenomena even true? Like, eh. But I will cover the Reddit story soon, whether you guys like it or not. Like, I just want to read it out. So if you guys like it, of course, drop me a message on all the socials if you want the OG story. It really has been a creepy one. Researching with this with the lights off has not only creeped me the hell out, but has also given me a banging headache. So I'm going to pop paracetamol, top notch. The links to the new Patreon, of course, will be on the show notes and the socials too. So if it's something you're actually considering doing, you're crazy, and it will be greatly appreciated. I created it as a way to not only support the show, but realistically so that I can get to know you all better too and hang out with you, as it's my way of giving back, which blows my mind that you'd want to hang out with some crazy haunted dude like me, but thank you again. It's crazy how much this show has come on from what we actually started with. Like, I was putting out episodes week in, week out, like, yeah, to no views, just rambling into a mic wondering if anyone would hear it. And then it kind of perked up, we got a few listeners, and yeah, it just blows my mind. I'll probably work on this like every day, constantly, like when I'm not working, as even sometimes when I'm working. But yeah, I love doing this. It's so much fun, and speaking to you guys is the best bit. So that's why, like, the final takeaway point from this episode is, apart from not walking off the stairs and suing me, is, yeah, face your fears. Try and get over your anxiety, like me. I hate talking to people. I don't hate it. I'm usually fine once I'm talking to people, but that is not my resolution, because fuck resolutions, and when do I stick with them? Like, my resolution has been to, like, give up smoking for God knows how long. And, like, I'd do a year, like, completely nothing, like, no cigarettes, anything, no vape. And then I'll have one, and then I'm back on it, and yeah, it's annoying. So fuck resolutions, you do it what you want to do. And like, if you find that willpower or the reason, like, that's what I always find, like, if you've got the reason to do it, you'll do it. Yeah, you gotta have that willpower, which I have none of, but I have a reason. So yeah, if you guys want to join the Patreon, that will be amazing, and I'll continue putting out content, and hopefully you guys do, because I've ordered this much at the postcards and the mugs and everything, so hopefully at least one of you buys them, because they're just sitting here. So yeah, it would be great. I hope you guys do, but if not, that's completely fine. I do all these episodes for fun, but I am going to crack down and focus and make some awesome content, because yeah, I do a lot of planning, but I really want to like nail it. Like, there's some episodes I come out and I'm like, I don't know if I like it, and then some episodes get scrapped entirely and then I have to redo it and it takes ages. I'm rambling, so I'm going to end this here. As always, I've been your host, Lou, the creator of these creepy stories. So, as always, stay safe, stay spooky, and good night.